Evan.
And I'm Laurel. This is episode 200 with our dad, Pharmacy Joe. We're back with another intro to celebrate.
We're giving away 10 copies of our dad's book,
A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies.
Stick around for the end of the podcast to find out how to win.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 200. In this episode, I'll discuss the use of etomidate in the ICU. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode200. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Etomidate is a non-barbiturate benzyl imidazole general anesthetic agent. By far the most common use for etomidate in ICU patients is as an induction agent during rapid sequence intubation. Etomidate can also be used for deep sedation for procedures such as joint reduction or cardioversion, but this is most commonly done in the emergency department. The dose of etomidate as an induction agent is 0.3 milligrams per kilo IV push. Expect this dose to provide sedation for between 3 and 5 minutes. Note that if a paralytic is used, this duration of action for etomidate is shorter than either succinylcholine or rocuronium. A pharmacist present during rapid sequence intubation should account for the difference in duration between the sedative and paralytic used and ensure the patient does not experience anesthetic awareness by facilitating additional sedation for the patient. The rapid offset of etomidate is due to redistribution. For this reason, etomidate must be administered quickly, over 30 to 60 seconds at most. Administering too slowly will prevent adequate sedation from occurring. Etomidate can cause considerable pain on injection, so it should be given through the largest vein possible, or a central line. If etomidate is used for procedural sedation, the dose is lower, 0.1 to 0.2 milligrams per kilo. This dose produces deep sedation where the cardiovascular and respiratory system should continue to function. However, the care team should be prepared to rescue the patient with airway maneuvers or intubation if they slip into a state of general anesthesia. Myoclonus occurs frequently after etomidate is given, but this has no clinical significance. Etomidate should be hemodynamic neutral without effect on the heart rate or blood pressure. An exception to this rule are patients who are elderly with significant cardiac disease. Consider cutting the dose in half or using another induction agent for these patients. Adrenal insufficiency occurs after continuous infusion of etomidate, not with single doses. This is why etomidate is never used for sedation as a continuous infusion. In fact, etomidate can be used off-label as a continuous infusion for Cushing syndrome. Conflicting data from retrospective studies raise the possibility that single doses of etomidate used for rapid sequence intubation could cause adrenal insufficiency. It appears that it does slightly increase the risk of adrenal insufficiency. However, prospective trials demonstrate that using a single dose of etomidate has no effect on clinically meaningful patient outcomes. A branded alternative to etomidate is undergoing animal studies right now. This new medication is called ET26. It has anesthetic potency and hemodynamic stability similar to etomidate, but it causes less adrenocortical hormone synthesis suppression than etomidate, while having similar spatial orientation recovery from anesthesia. Whether the decreased adrenal suppression is clinically relevant will no doubt be a matter of future debate. Even if it does not replace etomidate as an induction agent, the possibility exists that it may become a new option for continuous sedation in critically ill patients. If you would like to know more about the role of a pharmacist during intubation, I go in depth on the topic in my Airway Pharmacology Masterclass that's available in my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. I cover how the decision to intubate is made, all medications used to facilitate airway placement, types of airway scenarios, and medications used to treat the complications from airway placement. You can learn more at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. To celebrate the 200th episode of the Elective Rotation Podcast, I'm giving away 10 copies of my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies. You can win a copy by heading over to my new Facebook page. Once there, like and follow my Facebook page and share this post. The contest will end on Friday, June 23rd, at which time my audio bumper team will randomly select 10 winners in the continental U.S. to be mailed a copy of my book. You can find my Facebook page at facebook.com/pharmacyjoe. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.